This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Taking your calls right now at 800-636-1067 as we're just about 12 hours from puck drop of Caps-Canes Game 2 from Capital One Arena. All of our Caps talk is brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now.
Updated numbers.
Okay, let me
hear them. On FanDuel, Carolina is minus 137 to win. Washington coming back plus 114. So Carolina a little bit more of a favorite to win game two than they were game one. I think they were minus 125 to win game one.
I had to leave early yesterday. I did hear your interview with Joe B. That's when I got in the car. Didn't hear the interview with Brent Johnson. Do you feel a little bit better?
Yeah. Heard that
nobody
interview.
Did. Oh, okay.
God didn't even hear that.
So that's your update.
I was at a church listening to the rosary a million times.
Yeah, Brent Johnson decided not to appear.
Joe,
and we don't know why.
I was funny. I was talking
Joe
to Joe
was measured.
He was measured. Yeah. Joe can't go and say, yeah, we're going to get smoked.
Yeah.
He was like, and he might be right. I really think we're going to split here, and then we're going to go there and split, and it's going to be down to the final three.
I heard him say out Carolina, and to move the goalie side to side.
Well, that's basic.
He's a big guy.
That's basic.
But that's what he said.
So what I think is interesting, you know, again, as a hockey novice, just somebody that gets excited during the playoffs, the idea that, because it does seem like they're swarming you, right? And that's their whole deal. Like they're pressing you all over the ice. It sounds like it's not that dissimilar when you have the dreaded 2-goal lead in hockey, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it my interpretation? Why is it the dreaded 2-goal lead? Well, because they have nothing to lose and they're just pressing, bringing everybody forward, and it gives them more chances. It seems like that's kind of like what Carolina does all the time. So that does make them vulnerable.
Yeah, so Carberry has to find a way to counterpunch that find a way to expose that aggressiveness and use it against them somehow.
I will say one of my Long Island guys who is a diehard hockey guy, and he's like, I don't miss playoff hockey. So he watches it all. He texted me sort of out of the blue yesterday, and he was like, don't worry. In his opinion, now he could have been saying this just to be nice to me, but he said, the Caps are a better team. Carolina just had a better night.
Mm.
So he's a diehard hockey guy.
I can see that. I can see like Carolina, they were playing like at the peak of their powers and the Caps were a little bit off.
Yeah.
And hopefully that, you know, those roles are flip-flopped tonight. And the
actually,
Caps are the better team.
Actually, you know why he texted me? And I think I disappointed him because I wasn't locked in on it. Because, you know, he thinks I'm a radio guy and I would know all this stuff.
Okay.
You know, he's a Long Island sports guy.
Sure.
And
what was he asking about?
So here's what he said. He says, let's cut the BS. You know, of course, he says
it. Yeah, sure.
Emily Kaplan has to be Gary Bettman's niece. The absolute worst color commentator. He says, I speak better than her. And he's kind of known for having a stutter. They cut to her and I hit the mute button. And I actually said, I don't even know who you're talking about. Was she even covering the Caps game?
She's not a color commentator.
She's just a sideline person?
Yeah, she's a sideline reporter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he
so she interviews the players and coaches.
Okay.
That's what she does.
Yeah.
I didn't really realize.
I've never had an issue with her when I've seen her, but again, I'm going to turn down the national broadcast, and I'm going to listen to John Walton on The Fan tonight. I did it for the first game, and it was so much better. I would recommend anybody listening do the same tonight.
Right.
Sync it up with the TV.
Thank God
and
she wasn't
John
the
Walton.
Color, because I was thinking to myself, did I miss a female color commentator during the entire game? That would have been embarrassing.
No. Ferraro's technically their color commentator.
Right.
But it's a lot different because they have ESPN has Ferraro down ice level.
Right.
And Sean McDonough's just calling the game by himself
kind of
up in the box.
That's a cool concept. Like he's down like closer to the action.
But there's not a lot of interaction between the two, like they're like Joe B and Locker, because they're sitting next to each other watching the game from the same standpoint.
Right? So, Caps fans, how are you feeling heading into game two, 7 o'clock tonight from Capital One Arena? Was not the Caps' best effort in game one. They were thoroughly dominated throughout the game. Were heftily outshot by the Carolina Hurricanes, out hit by the Hurricanes, which I think is a huge problem. That needs to be corrected. And they struggled in the faceoff dot as well. So there was a lot that Coach Carbs had to correct heading into game two that he saw problems with in game one. And we played his entire press conference after game one. He was not happy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of short answers.
He was a regular guest on this show. Hopefully you listened to that throughout the season. Mm-hmm. He was great, but he was not in the mood to sit and
but you know
be
what?
Expansive about that
he's
game.
He still handled himself well, didn't throw a tantrum.
Yeah,
he was a pro.
He's a pro.
He was a
absolutely.
Pro. Yeah.
But you could tell he was super Rick in that postgame. He just wanted to get out of there, had a few, like, one- or two-word answers, expanded on a few, but he just wanted to get that behind him and start preparing for
game
two.
I wonder if he went back to his office with his coaching staff to watch the film of the game, or if he just went right home.
Yeah, I don't know.
I probably think if I were him, I would have gone
back to my office. I would have kept the coaches out, and I would have gone to my beer fridge.
Yeah,
and I would have grabbed a beer. I would have decompressed by myself for a little bit and not get too angry about it, and then just try to move on to the next.
No, the coaches I know, they're right into the film immediately.
Yeah.
And taking notes.
I mean, it's probably like
getting pissed off.
Probably like a pro golfer when they feel like they have a bad round, they go right back to the range for half an hour, an hour to try to work out the kinks. Probably similar.
All right, 800-636-1067. How are you feeling? I'll tell you, a lot of people disappointed in me because I don't have much faith, but that's kind of how I am. I don't have a lot of faith, but hopefully I'm wrong.
Hopefully you're proving
correct. I hope that Joe B's right. Because he said he expects him to win tonight and split.
If we got
to
split, then we got to fight.
I'll say this. If the Caps lose tonight and they just look outclassed, I will go into a mini depression over the weekend.
Yeah.
I won't be a very happy person.
Because is there part of you, like, because we're free rolling after 2018. We all kind of had like, it doesn't matter. Whatever happens, happens. Now it's kind of the point where they were so good this year that you kind of are having dreams of hoisting the cup again. In the back of your mind,
the goalposts have moved. The expectations are different.
Yeah,
because I mean, this team outperformed any expectations preseason. The best team in the East, so you expect them to make some noise in the playoffs.
All right, let's go to Tyler Mechanicsville. Tyler, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Jocks. Love the show. Been listening since I was a kid.
Thank you, Tyler. Thanks, how old are you now, Tyler? May we ask?
I'll be 30 next month.
30. And you started listening at what age?
About, I guess, as early as I can remember going to school, early 2000s.
Very nice.
Wow, what on 20 earth, plus years, man.
What
Thank
on
you.
Earth do you do out in Mechanicsville?
I just live there, but work PG. So.
You work in PG County?
I think he said.
Oh, I thought he said PT.
No, you work at, what do you do in PG County? I'm just curious. What do you do?
I work in law enforcement.
Law enforcement. Oh, nice.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank
nice.
You.
Nice. All right, what do you got?
So, a lifelong DC sports fan. I mean, I feel what you guys are saying. You know, we hope for the best, expect the worst, typically. But what I do think is Carbear, he's going to get into the boys. And what really needs to happen, I think, for us to win tonight is we need to win that battle on the boards, as you guys were saying.
Right.
Make those crisper passes, because we need to throw the bodies around, make more hits, be more aggressive. I think the crowd will be louder tonight, you know, Thursday night. hopefully people can get off work tomorrow, get loud. So I think we can come at them tonight. I mean, we know it's a 7-game series. I don't think this game or this series is getting won, you know, in any less than 6 or 7 games. So.
Well, that's optimistic. Yeah. I'll take that. I'd actually take a 6-game loss, 6th or 7th game, 7-game loss. At this point, over getting swept.
I don't want to just acquiesce to a 7th game loss at this point.
That would be
I'm not
brutal.
Signing up for that program.
Hey, Tyler, thank you, buddy. Be safe out there, pal.
Yeah, be safe, buddy.
All right, buddy.
So, Kicks, would you rather them get swept?
I was about to
or
pose this. Yeah,
lose an overtime game 7 here. That would be here.
I think this is easy.
I know what you're going to say.
You're going to say
I'd
swept.
Rather the Caps got swept.
Yes, yeah,
because
yeah.
It's too painful.
It's too painful to get to game 7 and then overtime. Just I would have borderline heart failure.
Yeah.
Like it's so tense. Like playoff hockey's intense enough already.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to overtime, it just gets ratcheted up. I'd rather be swept.
All right,
that doesn't feel good to be swept because they got swept by the Rangers last year. But again,
but you didn't expect
the expectations
anything.
Were right. way different.
Correct.
Yeah.
They had to battle and fight and claw their way into the playoffs.
No
last
one expected
year just to
them
qualify.
I mean, I didn't expect them to get swept, but no one expected them to beat the Rangers last year.
No.
You know, I've in and just sort of stumbled onto a playoff beard.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, I haven't been really shaving, but I've been trimming.
Yeah, me too.
And
I stumbled
then,
into it.
And then lately, I haven't even been trimming.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm just going to go with the playoff beard bit.
I like it.
I kind of stumbled into it, but.
Good.
I've never seen you go, though, over a month. So let's win this series and see what happens.
Well, that doesn't mean that I can't trim, right? Or I don't think
you're supposed to touch it.
I mean, I don't want to have like a Jason Worth thing.
Yeah, you're supposed to let it get gnarly.
I think that's the spirit of it.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, of course I can back out of anything.
Yeah, of course.
But okay, I'll commit to that, sure. Let's go to Josh in Springfield. Josh, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey guys, love the show. First time, long time. EB, yes, definitely go for it. Just keep it going until the Caps are out of the playoffs, the beard.
All right.
Anyway, just want to say for tonight, I feel good. I think Caps are going to make some adjustments. I think they win. I think they get back on track. But I need EB to get back on this game. A couple days ago, you were talking about, you know, Caps are, why are they underdogs? And we're
well,
playing
great. I didn't understand.
Great.
I didn't understand. Then I watched them. Now I understand.
Right. Well, I'm just saying the Caps that we saw Tuesday night, that to me, that's not the Caps team that, you know, got us into this position. So
why do you think that
you know,
is?
Whatever.
Why do you think that is? Why did they
know.
Not come out there and just start smashing dudes? Those guys are vets. This is a pretty
Sometimes.
Veteran team.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sometimes, like, those 5 or 6 days off can affect the team differently. Like, you know, some teams just like to keep it going. Like, they only need, like, 1 or 2 days off, and they just get right back into it. I don't know. Maybe the time off just didn't help them very much. Maybe they're slow, sluggish, rusty, whatever it was.
But right.
I think they got kind of a wake-up call on Tuesday, and I think they'll get back into it on Thursday, today, tonight.
All right. Hope All you're right. right.
I'm glad you're confident, Josh.
But I wonder if any of it also is just maybe just a little overconfidence the way they did in round one. Like, just like a subconscious, not a conscious thing where we think we're great, but you know, round one was relatively easy.
I don't know. I mean,
you start feeling yourself a little bit.
I heard Lars Eller get interviewed, and he basically spoke to the fact that he knew that the Canes would be a bigger challenge than Montreal.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't trying wasn't trying to disrespect the Canadiens, but he knew that you're taking a step up in level of competition. So I don't think that there was any sort of, oh, we're just going to breeze through this series.
Well, you don't think it consciously, but sometimes subconsciously you can feel yourself.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
you know what I mean?
Maybe that's part of it.
It's
I don't know.
I just think they came out and they just got outclassed over 60 minutes.
They got punched in the mouth in game one. And how do you respond in game two? So hopefully it's a strong response when they take the ice tonight. Yeah. Coming up in about half an hour, we'll talk to Tim Donnelly. He's the host of The Drive with Tim Donnelly daily, 3 to 6 on The Fan in Raleigh. So we'll get the Carolina Hurricanes perspective of this matchup coming up at 7:45.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.